Hey guys, welcome to the Chisa Pod. I'm your host, Deepika Naidu, and this week we had the opportunity to catch up with Amanda Black, who has recently made her comeback with a single, Kuteni Na, featuring Questa. Catch us as she talks music, pandemic struggles, and rediscovering her creative passions.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng.
Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
How did you come about working with Questa on your song Kuteni Na? Why him for this particular song?
I've always wanted to work with Questa. I've always revered him. I mean, I remember when I met him in 2016, like he was so chilled. I met him, I think Amazon was out for like about a month, and he was so cool. Like even when he introduced himself, he was like, "Hi, my name is Sens." And I was like, "Who is Sens?" Oh, Questa, oh, that's your real name. So since then, every time we bump into each other, he's always been really supportive, and I've always revered him as an artist as well. So I've always wanted to work with him. So when I sent him the song, his response, he was like, "This song is beautiful. And this is like sort of, he relates to it and he can't wait to put his own story to it." And yeah, and then we exchanged and then he sent back the vocals. And then there it was, Kuteni Na featuring Questa.
Could you tell us more about the song? Where did the inspiration come from?
So Kuteni Na translated to English means why. And, you know, when I wrote the song, I think it was around about last year, after like coming out of, after the first few months of hard lockdown, being inspirationally like blocked, I really, you know, was struggling to make sense of what was happening around me and how I was fitting into it or how I felt about it. You know, so many plans got messed up because, you know, COVID happened, work, not knowing, you know, financially how I was going to cope and all of that. I sort of like went into this state, and a whole lot was happening personally as well, where I really didn't know how to explain how I was feeling. So I came back from home. I spent like, I think, 2 months at home. And then I came back to Joburg when it kind of got lightened a little bit. And then I found my voice. And that's when I just decided to myself, okay, this is how I feel right now. This is the process that's happening. There's nothing I can do about a lot that's happening. And the only thing I can do is really focus on myself and be honest with myself about how I feel. You know, lockdown or the pandemic really didn't give a chance for you to run away from yourself, because most of the time you were by yourself. Mm-hmm. So in those moments, I really found solace in talking to myself and being okay with not being okay, because I was anxious all the time. And then I sort of then found a way to speak about how I felt, which is Kuteni Na and the rest of the album, Nyama, really stories, but mostly me talking to myself or me expressing, being honest and allowing myself to be vulnerable in that space. And now I sort of took all those, I want to call them sessions with myself, those conversations with myself, and then they formed this beautiful story of hope and just learning how to be okay with yourself.
What kind of social issues does the song tackle?
Oh, I think it's very broad in the sense that I talk about, you know, I talk about my own journey, how, what's going on in my mind. And they really, for on my side, I'm talking about my story and what I'm going through and what I am, my process that's happening. So it tackles everything. It tackles, you know, GBV, it tackles how I feel about abuse, it tackles how I feel about everything that's happening as a Black woman in this world, as a Black woman in South Africa, as a Black person, everything, as a woman in all spheres of how I feel and how I'm processing. That is what I put into the music, and that's what I put into Kuteni Na. And it's literally a question of, why is all of this happening? and allowing that why, that process of the why to happen. Because I felt that we never speak about the process in between a fight or a war or going through something and after. People always talk about the after. We never talk about the in between. So I talk about those social ills that affect me, and in sort of, it's very broad in the sense that they're not really direct, but it's just a combination of why, and I don't know how to feel, and I don't know how to fix anything that's happening in my world and around me.
How does the song differ from your music on your album Power?
I wouldn't say it differs in the sense that I always, in all my milestones in my career, I always strive to, not really strive, but I always see a lot of growth in betweens, a lot of growth in how I approach the music and how I tell my stories. So I wouldn't say there's a big difference in the sense that it's still very much Amanda Black, in the sense I'm very honest in my music. My music is about self-introspection and outlook on life and sort of fighting through darkness and a lot of empowerment. And so in the messaging that I put into my songs, so I wouldn't say it's really different in the sense that in this album, I've sort of taken a very solemn state, in the sense the period between AmaZulu and Power was a fight for me in my career chronologically. I was fighting, you know, through the power against the powers that be, record labels and all of that, if you know the story a little bit. From AmaZulu to Power, that was what went into Power. The fight, the stand up, Amanda, you're strong, Amanda, you need to, you know, chest out, you can do this, get your head out of, you know, look up, you're gonna, songs like Power, empowering, and really Power is like my fight album. And I realized in the seasons after Power, the tiredness after the fight. And that's what Nyama is about. It's the after, people don't talk about the between, the sunshine. After the battle, we say, yo, I've come out of it now. And that's what Nyama is about. It really tackles the in-betweens, that process of self and self-healing and that journey and so forth and so forth.
After 2019, you kind of took a break from the limelight. For your fans, what have you been up to in this time?
Well, apart from like dealing with the pandemic, I of course, I was writing music when I got out of my mental block. And when I was home, I really rediscovered things that made me happy, like Amanda happy. You know, I was home and I was surrounded by things that reminded me of the beginning, or of before Amanda Black, before the career started. I mean, I've always been singing, but really the growing of it. When I was a child, I was with my old guitars. It was really like a moment of reconnecting with myself. I realized, I didn't even realize that I needed that. And I went back to figuring out, I used to love to write poetry, you know, and I kind of went back to that as well. I learned how to bead, because I've always loved like insimbi, the traditional jewelry. And I've always said, I want to know how to make that. And then I just started making like rings and chokers and that. So I kind of rediscovered myself and still am. I think I even cut my hair. It kind of symbolized a new beginning and trying to find a better outlook into coping with what's happening right now.
Since you have made your return, besides your upcoming album, what else can fans expect from you?
Oh, I'm super excited. I can't really like say what am I doing, what am I not doing, but I'm really, really excited about the rollout this year. I feel like myself as well, I'm back in the game. in terms of mentally, I really couldn't wait to share this part of myself with people, my vulnerable side. But also outside of music, I'm venturing into film. Really excited to make those exact announcement when we actually get everything into place. But I'm really excited, and my people can look out for more exciting things, and also getting into other spaces in other countries as well, trying to really move the music. So I think people can expect some exciting things coming up 2021, 2022 from me.
With femicide and gender-based violence on a continual rise in South Africa, how do you feel about the current state of affairs?
How do I feel? we could have an entire conversation on its own about that. I feel from the side of women really coming together and opening up spaces for other women to express themselves, to tell their stories, to share their stories, because so much realizing that we don't see people's stories written on their faces, and so many of these cases or so many of these crimes don't get reported. You know, the rape, GBV, so many of them don't get reported. And we look back to our parents' time and our great parents' time, our great grandparents' time. And a lot of the women back then died with their stories. You hear of a family, even so close to home, and people we never knew about it. So I'm finding that on the space of the women finding their voices, I really feel like we're moving in that direction where we're seeing a lot of support. But in terms of getting justice, we are way, way, way far, 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 far from where we should be in terms of, getting justice. So that is how I feel on the matter.
Considering that we are still in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic, how has it affected you so far?
I dealt with a lot of internal, obstacles during this time. Obviously financially, I took a knock because I couldn't work for over a year. Finding it difficult to sort of adapt to this new normal, if I can say that. I think for me, not really mentioning the challenges by name, but really trying to figure out how to cope mentally has been a huge challenge for me, and mentally and just emotionally all around, trying to figure out how to make normal of not being able to interact with people, as I'm a huge people's person, and we take it lightly now when you're locked in your house for longer than 2 weeks, a month on end, not being able to really connect with people. It's kind of trying to figure out a way to be normal in that. So I'd say those are the kind of challenges, on top of obviously the normal that I feel like everybody else is experiencing as well financially. A lot of people losing family. I've been very fortunate that I haven't lost anyone to COVID, thank God. And my heart goes out to everybody who's experienced that. So yeah, I'd say that's been my process during this time, and kind of trying to figure out a way to be normal in this crazy, crazy, crazy time.
Thank you so much, Amanda, for this.
Thanks, Topeka. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye.